From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The U.S. economy facing, quote, numerous difficulties. And that, according to the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke. He's on Capitol Hill today and tomorrow testifying. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us. Nancy, numerous difficulties, according to Mr. Bernanke. How specific was he?
Well, Alex, he certainly didn't beat around the bush. And by the way, he was testifying this morning before the Senate Banking Committee. I'll let Bernanke speak for himself. Here's how he listed the problems facing the U.S. economy right now.
Ongoing strains in financial markets, declining house prices, a softening labor market, and rising prices of oil, food, and some other commodities.
So that's a pretty good list, pretty broad. What are the specific concerns of the Banking Committee?
Alex, they wanted Bernanke to give him very specific advice. In fact, the chairman of the committee, Christopher Dodd, asked Bernanke point blank, hey, what do we do about the economy? Bernanke said it might be too soon for a second economic stimulus package, but he did say Congress should act soon to reform and strengthen Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as the Federal Housing Administration. Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama also wanted Bernanke's diagnosis on the health of the banking industry. I'd like to play some tape of a little of the back and forth between Shelby and Bernanke on banks. Shelby is talking first.
Could you say today that you believe that our banking system is stable?
Our banking system is well capitalized. My concerns have turned less on the solvency of these institutions and more on their ability to extend the credit that our economy needs to keep growing.
So, what did he have to say about economic growth, Nancy?
Well, Bernanke said the economy would grow a bit slower than usual because of the problems in the housing market, the credit crunch, and high energy prices. The Fed actually did raise its projection for growth in 2008 to a range of 1% to 1.6%. So that's a little bit of a rise, but still very slow economic growth.
And what about the housing crisis? I mean, that's something that's really kind of got all this started in the last year.
Yeah, and of course, Bernanke was speaking just a couple of days after the Fed and the Treasury Department came to the rescue of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He did say that the housing market could continue growing slowly. The credit crunch is not over, but he didn't make any promises. He said the economy could pick up if the housing market picked up. He didn't say when that could be. He also talked about his concerns about inflation. Now, of course, the Fed can raise interest rates to control inflation. Bernanke seemed to be keeping his options open on that, but nothing specific. We did get some specific numbers today from the Labor Department. It reported that wholesale prices jumped 1.8% in June. That means that prices are rising the fastest in a quarter century.
Nancy Marshall Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, thank you.
Next time on Marketplace, you get a last-minute idea. Let's go to the ball game tonight.